The media, where is my vomit bucket? Interesting. Speaking of the media, London Hood's here from Scoop.
That's the kindest introduction I've ever had.
The vomit bucket.
Yeah.
How are you, Lyndon?
Oh, not too bad.
Very good. Now, Judith Collins does two jobs, doesn't she? She's the Minister of Police and the Minister of Corrections.
That's right, and sometimes she fronts bills that really should belong to justice, but that's a completely different story.
Okay, then. But she's been talking about a new prison in South Auckland at a place called Whitty that they're going to build in the first public-private partnership for a prison, PPPP. And has been really trying to sell it on the economic benefits to New Zealand. New prison, lots of jobs, lots of money into the economy.
Yeah, I just found the whole thing a bit surreal when it arrived in the inbox. I think really what she was trying to do, well, you know, the main purpose of her speech, this was to the Rotary Club of Auckland, was basically by way of saying, having the government building this prison, we're going to build it somewhere anyway, having the government build it in your backyard is actually a good thing, because it's the government spending a whole bunch of money in your backyard. But, which isn't entirely untrue. But the language that she was using, certainly in this press release, seems a bit extreme. She's,
For example?
Okay, so she's talking about the prison's economic impact, and it will create about $1.2 billion in economic benefits to the Auckland region over 30 years. That's a rather longer time span than you normally use for this kind of thing, as one point. And in terms of crunching the numbers, it's rather difficult because she didn't release the report with that, so we don't know exactly how it was calculated or who wrote it. But
she's basically talking about salaries and wages paid to people who work there and who help build the thing.
Yeah, and the various construction things flow on, presumably buying materials and things like that. And at the end, she says that it's the added value the prison is likely to generate to the Auckland region.
What's the initial value that we need added value?
Just talks about this like it's a productive enterprise, which it simply isn't. The phrasing seems like an attempt to, it would be on that logic, if the government just planted a few gigantic buildings everywhere they could, then we could save the economy. And the more expensive and useless and high maintenance they were, the better.
I guess, you know, the fact that there is that private P in the equation suggests there is money to be made, and money to be made by New Zealanders.
Well, there's money to be made. All of this money that she's citing is the money that the government is paying for the prison to run it and so on. And presumably the money that goes to the international contractor has been deducted. But it's the kind of the logic where the prison industry becomes an employer lobby demanding government protection rather than something that's unfortunately necessary.
Well said, Lyndon. Very well said, yes.
There are documentaries about the US prison system where that kind of appears to be a problem directly. But you don't really want to rely on my knowledge of economic analysis on this, but fortunately, as somebody pointed out, Eric Crampton, who is a blogger who I'm not naturally given to agreeing with, but he pointed out that there is a Treasury guideline for doing cost benefit analysis, primer. That they've got that's available on the web. Mm-hmm. And in section 5.4 of this, it's got tips and traps, And one of the questions it asked is, have you miscounted the use of real economic resources as a benefit? For example, the cost of building a stadium, materials, labour, etc., is not a benefit to the economy.
Ah, whoops.
Yeah, often the jobs created by such projects are a transfer of from elsewhere in the region or the country. So it's from the point of view of cost benefit, it's money that could be better spent elsewhere. And if, for example, Labor tried running this logic on any other scheme apart from prisons whatsoever, then they'd get sarcastic press releases from the finance minister saying how silly they would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, I think, to my mind, that every one of these things that have been added together as economic benefits for the Auckland region actually count as costs in the cost-benefit analysis.
Oops.
And considering that the Auckland region probably pays the bulk of the taxes that are funding the prison, it works out somewhere near zero as far as I'm concerned.
So really what we have here is pure and simple spin.
Yeah. I mean, there is a cost-benefit analysis to having prisons, and you've got to, you know, sit down and work out the effect on recidivism and whether people offend a bit less when they're locked up, which is, you know, presumably happens. But I've got no idea what those numbers is, and I'd be interested to see what Treasury thought about it. And I imagine Judith Collins might not like the way it came out.
Yes. Well, it's not your job to have those numbers, Lyndon, and but it is Judith Collins' job to give us the right numbers, I suppose. And, when that story came out, new prison, lots of economic benefits, I think it immediately struck a lot of people as, how can you say that, you know?
Yeah, it was... It was an interesting story in that it was, you know, quite... his numbers in a press release, and it's the kind of thing that you can, a competitive media environment, you can run that bit of it by itself, and sort of, you know, just reprocess the press release and say, hello, here's a story.
That's journalism. That's what journalism is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get, responses from the Howard League with the people whose head eventually popped up. But in terms of that that particular, did you actually do the economics of this right side of it? There's not really a an enthusiastic talking head that will demand to supply that extra bit, I think.
Well, that job falls to you by the looks of things, Lyndon. So
lovely.
Hey, we should probably leave it there because we're nearly at the end of the show. But this is my last Wednesday, Lyndon. I just want to say it's been a pleasure having you on for Counterclockwise. You will still be here week after week.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here. And from Salwyn too, sends his regards.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks very much, Lyndon. And we'll hear from you again in a couple of weeks' time.
All right. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.